You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Sean Quinn, Chris Pimlott and Rory Delaghi in the studio. We've got National Hunt Racing from Haydock and Warwick, accompanied by All Weather Racing on the Fibre Sand at Southwell in the afternoon, and plenty of all-weather action in the evening as well on the Poly Track at Kempton domestically and over in Ireland from Dundalk, so plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Andrew Mount. How are you, Andrew?
Hi, Mark. I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you fully recovered from the Cheltenham Festival?
Yes, just about. Yeah. Not financially recovered. I must be the only person who didn't make a fortune there. But yeah, looking forward to Aintree.
Yeah, favourite backers had a real good time, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Every fancied horse seemed to storm up the hill in front. So.
Yeah, the licence to print money, a lot of people seem to think.
Yeah. Anyway, we move on from the Cheltenham Festival. We're going to have a look at some of the stuff at Aintree in a moment or two, but we're just going to start with the news. And the news is dominated by Frankie Dettori at the moment, who is aiming for 5 more years at the top. He wants to chase down the records and get into the top 5 winning most jockeys in Britain on the flat. Do you think he's got a chance of doing that?
Yeah. I'd be amazed if he didn't get beyond 3,000 winners. I think, barring injury, it's a certainty.
Yeah, and he's had a real renaissance in his career, hasn't he, the last year? He bounced back from some real controversy. And
that's right.
He's riding as well as ever, isn't he?
Yeah, fantastic. Just go, for someone of, he's of similar age to me, so I always like to see people of my generation performing well.
Yeah, no sign of him going anywhere just yet. And he's also in the news with regards to the Dubai World Cup, which takes place this weekend. He's on board Mashawish, who's been given a tricky old draw, but Dettori's not worried about the draw, he's not worried about the track. He says the trip will be the issue for Mashawish.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be reasonably concerned about the track because, this one is... he's won his last 5 starts at Gulfstream Park, but when he's travelled to other tracks in recent years, he's been beaten every single time. You know, we have to go back to Maidan in 2014 to find his last win away from Gulfstream. And he's not got experience of the dirt there, so that could be an issue.
Other news in the Dubai World Cup, the favourite for the race, California Chrome, 11-8 at the top of the market. His trainer Art Sherman has given quite a bold statement ahead of the race. He's saying that Chrome is 5 lengths better than last year. Which would be quite a chance, wouldn't it?
I think he's trying to scare off the opposition, it might work. So it's always nice to listen to these quotes from the American trainers, because they do seem to be far more bullish. And it's a bit like Eddie Jones with the England rugby team. Yeah. He's basically saying you should go out and thrash Italy, not like, oh, we've got the greatest respect for them or anything like that. It's just like, tells it how it is.
Yeah, there's none of that quintessentially British. Let's be polite and
exactly. Let's not upset the opposition.
Yeah, it's just go out there and make a bold statement. Anyway, California Chrome 11-8 at the top of the market. Frosted 9-4, 10-1 for Mashawish, 12s for Special Fighter and 14s or bigger for the others. For anybody who wants to know the betting, there we'll be hearing from Gary Capewell later on in the week as well to get his thoughts on the Dubai World Cup. But let's move on to some of the other news. Graham Wiley is in the news at the moment. He's saying that he's hoping Nichols Canyon can be another English Driver. We obviously saw English Driver win 3 world hurdles and dominate the staying division. He's hoping Nichols Canyon can do the same. They're going to step him up in trip at Aintree in the 2.5 mile hurdle race, and then we might see him over 3 miles at Punchestown. So you think he's capable of staying?
Very possibly. That's always a fascinating race, that 2.5 mile Aintree hurdle, because it brings the best of the 2 milers and the 3 milers together sometimes. And given that he's far from disgraced in the champion hurdle, finishing third to stablemate Annie Power. But the way he stepped on there does look worth another try over further. I mean, looking at his form last spring, he was third to Windsor Park, in the Neptune, when you didn't really get home after racing keenly, when ridden with more restraint than usual. But he won over 2.5 at Aintree next time and at Punchestown, winning Grade 1. So, with another year on his back, you'd certainly see the possibility of him staying 3 miles in time.
Yeah, and while we're on the subject of Aintree and Graham Wylie runners as well, York Hill, who won the Neptune, beating Yanworth on that occasion. There's positive noises about York Hill, but you've got something you want to tell us about Yanworth going into Aintree.
I was against Yanworth in the run-up to Cheltenham. I put up some stats at a preview night I did a couple of weeks ago, which was Alan King training festival favourites. He's now 0-16 this century after Yanworth's defeat. And he's also 1-84 with hurdlers at the Cheltenham Festival since 2009. However, of those 16 beaten favourites, he sent 6 of those on to Aintree subsequently, and 4 of them won. The others were second and third. So, Yanworth fans, don't give up on him yet if he turns up at Aintree.
So that's Aintree. We've got a few weeks yet before we need to concentrate fully on that. One more news story I want to get your thoughts on, Andrew, before we move on to Wednesday's action. And it's that Willie Cohen is to appeal against his ban from long run. And I think he's got every right to, personally.
Yeah, understandably so. I could have understood it were there 3 places on offer for the place pot that day, and a whole lot of punters had lost out on the bet because he hadn't ridden out for third place. But with 2 places on offer, a horse at the end of his career, he did the right thing in looking after him in the closing stages. Yeah. So I think he'll appeal and he'll win.
Yeah, it's we have all these uproars about whip rules and everything else, and the main concern is always the safety of the horse. And then when he's looked after the horse, he's with no chance of bettering his position, if you like, he's then being banned. It's not quite right, is
That's
it?
Right. I mean, in terms of betting, it was important to finish first or second in that race. Once he couldn't fill either of those positions, then it was immaterial, really.
Yeah.
The only effect was the prize money, and the difference between third and fourth or fifth place was negligible. And I'm sure the owners were far more interested in him looking after the horse.
Mm. I would agree. Anything else on your mind, Andrew, before we get stuck into Wednesday?
No, I don't think so.
All right, well, let's leave it there then. We'll get Andrew's thoughts in 4 races from Wednesday on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
All right, we're going to look at 4 races, 1 from each of the domestic meetings, and we start in the 3:15 at Warwick, which is a novices handicap chase. It's a Class 4 event over 3 miles. We've got a field of 9 for this one, Andrew. Yeah,
thanks for picking out the hardest race of the day.
Yeah, help us out anyway, because it is a tricky one.
Yes, indeed. The first thing to note is there's only one last time out winner in the race. That's Swizzler. Who won over 2 miles at Leicester last time. The step up to 3 should suit, given that he won a point-to-point, but he has been noted as jumping out to his right previously, so I just wonder if the switch to left-handed Warwick is going to suit, so I'd certainly be against that one. There were 2 that interested me. Bailey's Dream, who's raced here twice before, finishing second and first, both in hurdles over 2 miles, 5 furlongs, returns to fences having been let down by his jumping at this stage last season. And I just wonder if the return to this venue could prompt some sort of revival. But the one I'm going to select is Ready Token of Charlie Longston. The yard's had a pretty quiet winter, but have shown signs of life recently. And on Monday they had 3 runners at Southall, a 16-1 third, 14-1 close third, and a 5-1 winner. Now, this one hasn't raced at the track since around this time last year, but he was in contention a length down when stumbling an unseating rider at the last. So another one who's shown good Warwick form, and if we forgive his last run, which came on deep winter ground at Chepstow, which he disliked, then Ready Token for Charlie Longston could be the way to go.
Ready Token then, selection for Andrew in the 3:15 at Warwick. Let's move to Haydock Park next for their 3:30. This one is a novices limited handicap chase over 2.5 miles, or the extended 2.5 miles really. 6 of them in the lineup here. Davron and Portway Flyer arrive in good form. They both won last time out. Davron, in fact, chasing the hat-trick. And you've got Deadly Sting, who won last time we saw him, but returns from a 300-day absence. So some interesting runners in there, Andrew.
That's right. The ground may have gone against Davron, whose recent winning form has come on soft going. Deadly Sting is certainly interesting. This one was making debut for Neil Mulholland at Worcester last May, returning from a break of 7 months, or even longer, in fact. And was well backed and justified 9-4 favouritism, winning a novice chase over 2 miles, 7 furlongs. Clearly been waiting for good ground again and is one with claims. But that was a Class 4 contest. He's stepping up to Class 3 today. And I'm going to oppose him with Portway Flyer of Ian Williams. I mean, this one absolutely slaughtered his rivals in a Class 2 contest at Kempton last time, after which his trainer says he needs a flat track and he needs good ground and he hasn't had it for ages. You look back through his form, he's won at Ludlow, he's won at Doncaster. He's got some good form in defeat at the likes of Kempton as well, when third to Carroll's Destry in a field of 20 runners a couple of years ago. And I don't think a penalty is going to stop this one, considering that was a Class 2 contest worth 25 grand, and he's now in a much easier race.
Moving to Southwell next for their 3:40, and this one is a Class 4 handicap. It's over 5 furlongs. We'll start here with Elusivity, Andrew, who arrives here in good form, won 3 of his last 4 starts. A couple of the victories have been at Southwell as well, so the track should hold no terrors. What do you make of him?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Elusivity. I napped him when he won here a couple of runs ago. And he should go well again, although even in a field of this size, 7 runners on the straight, 5 furlongs, stall 6 can be tricky because he's more towards that stands rail where the Fibersand tends to ride deeper. And I'm just going to oppose him with one drawn more towards the centre, which is Casterbridge of Eric Alston's. I like this yard when it comes to sprints at the minimum trip. And this one goes well on slow surfaces. If you look at his turf form on good to soft or softer going at the minimum trip, he's had 4 runs and he's won 3 of them, including an impressive Nottingham heavy ground win on his final start last term. Now, he's never raced on the all-weather, but his sire is Pastoral Pursuits. And since the start of 2012, had we bet his progeny on the fibre sand at Southall, we would have won 17 of our 116 bets. That's a 15% strike rate. Made a profit of £39.67 to a £1 level stake. So, although he hasn't raced on the surface before, there's every chance he'll be suited to it on breeding. And Casterbridge is my pick in the race.
Casterbridge then for Andrew there, and we finish off at Kempton Park in their 8:45. This one is a Class 4 handicap over 7 furlongs, a field of 13 to go to post here, and I suppose a few people, or many people, their eyes will be caught by Torreon, who's only had the 3 starts. It was a winning one last time we saw him unexposed. Do you think there's more to come from him?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, a winner at Wolverhampton last time over 6, and you know, winning by 3 lengths, a decent draw as well in stall 4. In 7 furlong handicaps at Kempton, 12 or more runners, you ideally want to be drawn between stalls 1 and 4, and 7 of the last 9 such winners came from the lowest 4 draws. But I'm going to oppose him with another lowly drawn one, which is Clement, who's in stall 3. Now, this one was very unlucky at Lingfield in a Class 3 contest a couple of runs ago when hampered. And didn't really cope with the step up to Class 2 company last time, only beating 1 home. However, you look a little closer at that race, he had the worst of the draw that day in stall 8 of 8, and he was only beaten by just under 3 lengths by Chiron. And looking at race form speed figures, he actually recorded the best last time out speed figure in today's field, even though he was 7th in that race. So back down in grade at Kempton, where he's won before, from a good draw in stall 3, I'm going to side with Clement.
Clement and the selection for Andrew. And to further back up your point about the draw, last year's winner, Speculative Bid, came out of stall 3. So
there we go.
Yeah, there you go. History to repeat itself, maybe there. Good stuff, Andrew. Let's just have a little bit of a summary then, if you'll spin us through your 4 selections for Wednesday one more time.
Okay, 3:15 at Warwick, and I'm going for Ready Token, though I fear Bailey's Dream. 3:30 at Haydock, it's a recent Kempton scorer, Portway Flyer. 3:40 at Southall, 5% debutant Casterbridge, who should be suited by the surface. And finally, in the 8:45 at Kempton, Clement.
Superb. Good work, Andrew. Thank you very much. Good
Thanks
luck.
Thanks very much.
And enjoy on Wednesday.
Awesome. Cheers, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Andrew Mount. On Wednesday's action, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Sean Quinn, Chris Pimlott and Rory DeLaghi in the studio. It's Haydock and Warwick over the obstacles, accompanied by All the Racing on the Fibre Sand at Southwell, and 2 all-weather meetings in the evening, Kempton domestically and Dundalk over in Ireland. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.